Greaseman here. A lot of lawmen fixing to get off work right now. A lot of lawmen just fixing the stories. It's the changing of the shifts. One group of lawmen already grizzled, already schwitzig from a night of butt kickery, ready to go home, knock down some double bourbons, a little cursory hobble, and then off to sleep. And still another group of lawmen ready to come on, reeking of aquavelva, faces squeaky clean from the razor, bellies laden with coffee and donuts. It's a good life. It's a proud life. It's a manly life. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. One of the proudest of all lawmen is the horseback lawman. There's something about a bold, proud man with boots up to his knees, with a big sidearm sitting tall off the ground on a snarling, uncaring animal that just instills fear in the hearts of a protesting maggot. There's nothing like seeing them carrying their placards, protesting some dumb thing or another as you come loping up on that big black horse. When a horse gets in a crowd, he kicks, and he don't care what he kicks. Tojas, skull, it don't matter. The horse just wants to make contact. So sure enough, the maggots see you. They start swinging their placards at you. They have officially assaulted an officer of the law. So you say, yeah! You start firing into the air. You ride right in the middle of them. You're kicking and yelling there. Break up that bunch of maggoty protesters. They scatter in all directions. You got to ride away, and suddenly you notice your horse feels funny. You turn around and look behind you, and you see one of the protesters, in all the confusion, has got his head stuck in the horse's bombador. You get off that horse and walk around, and sure enough, the horse is just dragging him along, his toes dragging on the ground. The guy's buried up to his shoulders in the horse's tuchus. You think, my God, you're not worried about the maggot. You're worried about your horse. You love that horse. So you get a buddy, and sure enough, you grab the guy's legs, and you pull, and you pull, and you pull, and you pull. And finally, he lies there on the ground. Your partner says, quick, he's unconscious. Get some smelling salts. You look at him and say, you idiot, smelling salts? Hey, if he didn't wake up after smelling what's in there, he ain't gonna wake up with no ammonia, you maggot. There. Look at him. Look at him there. Talk about ring around the collar. Take him downtown and buck him.
State Farm is...
Look at that.